Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Welcome, 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 folks. Time for Toker Talk Radio. Phone lines are open at 650-LEGAL-MJ. 650-LEGAL-MJ. That's 650-534-2565. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, this Kevin Sabet story is blowing up. Gotten inquiries from Tom Angel over there at Marijuana Majority, marijuana.com. Danny Danko at High Times is on the story. And Christopher Ingraham from the Washington Post, writes the Washington Post wonk blog, is incredulous over the story. Can't believe it. So we'll see if he gets something written up, perhaps for Friday's Washington Post. It's going to be pretty cool. And stay with us, because when we get into the next segment, just a few minutes away here, we're going to be speaking live with Dr. Kevin Saunders, board member with MassCan Normal and a board member with National Normal. And he is the hero who swiped Kevin Sabet's unattended bag of THC-infused marijuana gummy bears so that we can have them tested in a Massachusetts testing lab to determine whether or not Kevin Sabet broke Massachusetts law and federal law and committed all sorts of drug crimes in his stupid marijuana gummy bears stunt. The story is up at weednews.com. I've got the updates. I got the videos. I got all sorts of shareable memes that I worked on all late last night. Please pass those along. The folks, the IT folks at weednews.co tell me the servers are blowing up. The traffic's off the charts on this one. This could be one of the big stories that helps to dethrone Kevin Sabet, to weaken his credibility in the eyes of the public, and I couldn't be more thrilled. Big thanks to Dr. Keith. As we were discussing this online, Bill Piper chimed in online. He's Bill Piper used to work for, I believe it was MPP, or was it DPA? One or the other. But good guy, longtime reformer, very pro. And he counseled us on Twitter, briefly, about wishing Sabet to be incarcerated or arrested over this issue. And I have to concur. My morality is such that I could never take any positive action that directly leads to the imprisonment of a human being over their personal use of drugs, so long as it's harming no one else. Can't do it. Even Kevin Sabet does not deserve a cage over marijuana gummy bears. I know people are like, oh, the hypocrite. He should experience what we have to experience, and the double standard and the privilege and all that. I completely agree with all those sentiments, but I still can't stoop to the level of the prohibitionist and wish a human being to be caged over their personal decision to enhance their consciousness and their physicality through the use of a substance that's harming no one else. So I can't even wish that for Kevin Sabet. However, I will ride this story to the top of the internet search engines. I will spread it far and wide. I will mercilessly continue to mock and disparage and degrade every argument put forth by Kevin Sabet that demands that you and I continue to be treated as criminals for our cannabis use, that you and I deserve some sort of mandated rehab if we happen to get caught with it. I will never stop doing that. Kevin Sabet is the Joker to my Batman, and I am enjoying today more than you could possibly imagine. We're back with Dr. Kevin Saunders right after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Legal to listen to all over the world. We're just not sure about France. CannabisRadio.com. The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belville Show.
Washington, it has passed. The news organizations are calling it.
Tell everybody in the red states how great legal weed is. Yeah, looking forward to legal weed here in the state of Oregon.
It's the Russ Belville Show, the NPR of POT, weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com, where we don't change our mind on decriminalization during an election year.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Hello, Mr. Man. Hi. I'm working. I'm sorry. No food till this is done.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's, 10 after the hour here, and I got so many things I'm having to fix here, make sure that I can be heard over there in Boston. We've got Dr. Keith Saunders on the line from MassCann Normal. Are you hearing me okay, Keith?
I'm hearing you just fine, Russ.
Go ahead and kill your camera, so we'll save some bandwidth that way, because we are a radio show. Despite your stunning good looks, it's not going to help us.
Thank you so much.
So I've been filling the audience in on the basics of the story, that Kevin Sabet showed up at this forum. He pulled a propaganda stunt with a couple of bags of candy. He claimed one of them was THC-infused. He left them on the table, turned away, and the next thing he knows, they're missing, and you're the man to blame. So give us your perspective. How'd this all go down?
Well, all I know is that somebody that I know has Kevin Sabet's candies.
Aha! Fantastic.
I was in attendance for the evening. I had a great time, very well informed. It was a stacked panel. There were a couple of antis, and then there were two, I'm on the fences, and I'm on science. And I have to say, the folks from Colorado, the Colorado director of the Colorado program, as well as the doctor who was doing research, were very fair in their assessments. And they did counter Mr. Sabet regularly and often, as it is the case. And everything went well. At some point in time, those candies were unsecured, and they have been put into my possession and then transferred into somebody else's possession here in Massachusetts, who, because of, you know, how it works with cannabis, friends have friends and friends of friends have testing labs. And they have the ability to determine whether there or not THC or CBD or THCHV or THCO, all sorts of stuff. We can test this thing to the nth degree.
Fantastic. This is amazing. Yes. So give us the feel for the event. I mean, I've seen Kevin at numerous events. I've actually debated him at one. And I think video doesn't quite capture the feel of the room. Like, were people buying any of his bullshit? Were there obvious disgruntled people?
He has sycophants, and he employs them. And he employs them as he may obtain them. But by and large, his presentation is without much merit and without much science. And when challenged by facts, he retreats back into hyperbole and fear-mongering. We were told that we were going to have kids smoking pot at the bus stop. And that was refuted immediately by the director of the Colorado program, who said that, no, we actually have seen a decline in youth rates. It's the same old story, same old song and dance. He's marching out the puppy and the pony, and it's kind of like somebody trying to sell you, I don't know, timeshares and some type of a bad condo.
So the video is available through WGBH. We've got it posted out at weednews.co, and you can watch the whole thing. Kevin's gummy bear stunt happens at about 33 minutes and 21 seconds into the video. As I watched toward the end of the video, it showed the thing kind of winding down and the panel is starting to get up. But can you describe what happened after the panel concluded, and particularly Kevin Sabet's reaction when he realizes his gummies are gone?
Well, he was circulating among the crowd. I mean, apparently he said he had two plastic bags, you know, the Ziploc type of bags, that he claimed that one of them had infused THC products in them and the other one didn't. And he presented them to the audience. He made a big show about it. He then put them down and then picked them up and presented them to Madeline Martinez, a fellow normal board member, both bags, claiming that one of them had THC in them, and took them back from her and put them back on the dais, and it was circulating after the whole thing, the event was happening, and the next thing I know, I'm standing in the area and somebody hands me and says, "These are Kevin Sabat's bags." And I looked to the area where he had put them, and there was nothing there. So, and they looked very much like the ones that he had. So I said, okay, well, it looks very much like the ones that he had. And then later, a few minutes later, just a few, like one or two, I heard him talking about somebody took my candies, my edibles, the edibles, and he's concerned about them. He's looking around for them. He asked for somebody to provide him with video that he might find. And believe it or not, Russ, I found out tonight that a Fox 25 News Boston reporter has contacted a third party who had been in attendance, and she was asking, she says she has video of somebody taking that stuff that looks a lot like me. I don't know. I haven't seen the video. But, I mean, I'm a white man. I'm about 6 feet tall. I have brown hair, brown eyes. I'm not, I mean, if she can identify me by my clothing or some other type of identifiable characteristic, then sure, I'll cop to it. But what I know is that Kevin Sabet claimed to have presented more than an ounce of activated THC-infused product that he held in his hands and said that he challenged us to find which one had THC and which one didn't. And I have those. And so I am taking them to a testing lab in Massachusetts that tests for the labs in Massachusetts, for the grow sites in Massachusetts, licensed in Massachusetts to test such things. And I'm not going to name them right now. They might want to be affiliated, but they might not. I understand completely. But regardless, we're going to find out whether there are any THC, you know, molecules inside of that product. And if so, I think that Mr. Sabet deserves to explain to the people of Massachusetts why he either imported them and violated federal law, or why he violated Massachusetts law and obtained well more, I've touched them both, well more than an ounce, which is above the decriminalization measure in Massachusetts, or why it was that he was falsely presenting that he was proffering cannabis products that did not have any cannabis in them. But that doesn't matter. And in fact, the funny thing is, if I have 1 ounce, just under 1 ounce of pure THC in Massachusetts, I have a $100 fine. It will be confiscated from me, and there will be no record after I pay it. Everything will be okay. But what Mr. Sabet, Dr. Sabet, did is he procured more than 1 ounce, and that doesn't apply. He is a... he's committed a misdemeanor at the very least, and actually, by passing those materials to Madeline Martinez, my fellow board member at Normal, both bags, one of which he claimed had THC, one of which he says doesn't, but regardless, he claimed one of them has THC. He committed a felony, but I don't want to see anybody arrested for marijuana offenses, so I'm going to be a better man than Dr. Sabet. I'm going to be a better man, and I'm going to say he doesn't deserve to be arrested for his transgression, for his willful disobedience of the law. I would just say that if he continues to attempt to persecute those of us who do things that he claimed he did, he deserves to be treated to the fullest extent of punishment possible, including, solitary confinement, restrictions on communications, the worst things that we've ever done to anybody that has ever done anything with regard to marijuana law. He deserves that because, he thought it wasn't a problem. He thought the law doesn't apply to him. And he wants it to be applied to other people.
Yeah. It's an amazing story. We've got the video, the transcripts, and some shareable memes posted up at weednews.co. Check those out. And Kevin Saunders from Mascan Normal, thanks for doing this. Thanks for alerting us to the story. And make sure you keep us apprised as to what happens with the testing.
It's Keith Saunders, Russ.
I'm sorry? What did I say?
You called me a different person who was out in California.
Sorry about that. Not that guy. Keith Saunders. Thank you so much. There's three different Sean McAllisters, too. It's not easy.
my friend. We have the same enemy, and the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and you and I have always been friends, so we're good.
Thank you so much, Keith. Appreciate it so much, and it was a great time out at the Boston Freedom Rally last weekend. Thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you, Russ.
Boot to the head.
All right, folks, that sound means...
Ow, you wouldn't mean that!
that you just got a boot to the head. Because it's 4:20 here in the Pacific time zone. Time for us to take our union-mandated safety briefing. When we come back, we'll discuss this Sabet gummy gate just a little bit more. Plus, I've got some other stories to tell you about. We've got the International Cannabis Business Conference taking place in Vancouver. Alex Rogers joins us to discuss that next.
Being green is good. Growing green is good. Making green is great. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson, or Norman. And I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Visit her website, fireduplawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your fired-up lawyer, or email fireduplawyer@gmail.com. Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Cannabusiness Chronicles.
In our continuing coverage of the cannabis community, we, of course, are focusing on all of the major events that are taking place across the nation. But now we get to take a look at some of the events that are taking place around the globe. We're joined by Alex Rogers. He's the executive producer of the International Cannabis Business Conference that is going international this October. And welcome, Alex. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Russ. Good to be here, man.
So we've been a part of the International Cannabis Business Conferences before. They've always been rousing successes in San Francisco and Portland. This next October, we've got the first International Cannabis Business Conference taking place outside of the United States in Vancouver, British Columbia. Tell people the dates and times and give us a little preview of what we can expect.
Yeah, it's October 13th and 14th at the downtown Hyatt Regency in Vancouver. We're really excited because we named ourselves the International Cannabis Business Conference years ago with the idea that we would one day go international. And I didn't know how soon that would happen, but it happened sooner than I had thought, which made me really happy. I mean, when Trudeau became Prime Minister of Canada, basically, that was we were thinking Berlin was going to be our first international endeavor, but then Trudeau came Prime Minister, and we kind of snuck that one in there, and really excited about it because I was actually just in Canada a few days ago, and it's going off up there, and it's so amazing what's happening up there. And I don't think a lot of people in the States know what's going on in Canada, and they really shouldn't know necessarily. It's insanely convoluted, you know, like every you know, respective place in America is, and but it's insanely going off. Their laws are just not as codified up there, yet people are still doing business and pushing the envelope. So I guess in Canada, implementation definitely is 90% of the law. But the show, we're going to have a lot of great people. We're going to have Gabor Maté. He's Canadian's kind of folk hero for harm reduction and absolute world leader on harm reduction. And he's keynoting the first day. We have Brendan Kennedy from Privateer keynoting the second day. And we've got Tommy Chong and Ed Rosenthal. And we're really excited about Tommy. We work with Tommy a lot, but this one's particularly interesting in that Tommy grew up in Vancouver, and he's coming home. And part of the interview we do with, or a big part of the interview we do with Tommy, is about him growing up in Vancouver. So it'll be definitely apropos.
Oh, that's going to be excellent to hear Tommy coming from his hometown. It's going to be a great show, the International Cannabis Business Conference. The website is internationalcbc.com if you're looking for some info. So being held in Vancouver, of course, there's going to be some focus on Canada and its emerging industries, both medical and the soon-to-be recreational, once Trudeau's government manages to get that taken care of. But we've also got the biggest marijuana election in our lifetime happening here in the United States, with five states voting on legalization and four voting on medical marijuana. Will folks attending the conference also be able to get some information on what's happening in the U.S.?
Well, we'll definitely be talking about California. We'll also be talking about the U.S. in general. We have Aaron Smith from NCIA coming up to speak, and I think Aaron has a lot of great information of what's going on federally with the United States also. So we'll be talking about California. We'll be talking about federal legislation for cannabis in the U.S. and a little bit about Colorado and Oregon also, and Washington.
Excellent. So kind of a look forward to the big industry that'll be happening in California, and kind of a update on what's happening in the current legal industries in the United States, if I'm getting that correct, right?
Yeah, that's right. And also the symbiosis between those. I think a lot of times we discount Canada, and I think a lot of times they try to discount us. And we look at each other as kind of these separate entities doing somewhat similar things. But I think in a lot of regards, we're more connected than we think, and I think there's a lot of crossover. And speaking of crossover, you know, there's going to be a time one day where the borders come down with cannabis, and I think a lot of people are positioning themselves in that regard.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. When you look at the map, you could drive yourself all the way down from the top of Alaska through British Columbia, down the west coast of America, and with Mexico looking at decriminalization, you could make it almost all the way to the equator and still be in a somewhat legal marijuana jurisdiction. With that in mind, is there going to be some coverage or discussion of the international issues with respect to the UN and treaties, for that matter?
There sure is, and we have our first panel after Gabor keynotes is our international panel, and I'm extremely excited about it. We're going to be talking about a lot of different countries' respective legalization. You know, it's funny, Russ, because you mentioned the UN treaties, and there was the UNGAS a few months ago, which was a complete disappointment, but. You know, I travel around the world a lot, and I talk to people from out of country a lot. And every time I was out of the States, let's say in Europe, everybody was talking about the UNGAS and what the, you know, and our laws and how the UNGAS is going to affect our laws. Well, I thought that was really strange because in the United States, nobody cares what the UN decides, you know, so to speak. It's just not on our radar because we don't adhere to any decisions anyway, and we're the majority decider also. Those are two of the obvious reasons. But when you go out of the country, you hear how much people care about the UN's decision on drug policy and how important that is in terms of the historical treaties and the pressure that the United States has historically put on countries in terms of all types of things, financial funding, la-di-di-da. The irony is that America, or the United States, is now leading the same, you know, fight that we started 40, 50 years ago. And that's the one reason that I tell the other countries when they're saying, oh, well, it depends what the UN says, la-da-da-da, I say, no, I reckon not. It depends what America does, what the states do. And, you know, because how are we going to be credible and adhering to certain treaties when you know, it's not just that we're not participating in it, but quite the antithesis.
Yeah, good point. It's the International Cannabis Business Conference. The website's internationalcbc.com if you want to follow along. Vancouver, British Columbia, October 13th and 14th. And Alex, one of the things I always appreciate about the International Cannabis Business Conference is that it's not just about business, but you do a really good job bringing the culture and the ethos of the cannabis community to some of these business people that are jumping into it that really don't understand that it's not like any other commodity. It's got a history. It's got a culture. It's got people that believe in it as sacrament or medicine. Expand on that a little bit. Tell folks how ICBC differs from some of these other cannabis conferences that are aimed at business.
Yeah, that's a good question, Russ. Yeah, we're unique in a few ways. We're definitely, we definitely bring a lot of advocacy to what we do. The narrative of our conference is everybody wants to make money. And everybody should make money, but just don't be a jerk about it. And, you know, try to not just conform to the American business narrative and have a little more conscious behavior as you're doing business. You know, we thought when I was working with Jack Hare and Dennis Perone and Debbie Goldsberry and Ed Rosenthal back in the early mid-90s, I always thought if cannabis was legal, you know, whenever that time was, you know, as a young man, we thought it was going to be like Star Trek. We thought the whole world would be different when cannabis would be legal. Well, of course, that's not true. And, of course, cannabis is being usurped by the American business narrative. However, we do our little part to make sure that the downward slide into that, you know, cesspool of ethos is mitigated at least a bit by some of our messaging and art. We're also unique in the way that we're the only real informational conference, and there's other information at conferences, but we're primarily an informational event, and we only have a small expo, a boutique expo. So we hold crowds very well, and I'm really proud of that. And we're also unique in that we're the only international conference. We're the only conference that has multiple dates set in multiple different countries. But we push the advocacy. You know, it's all about, for me, you know, the narrative that I start every conference out with, whatever country or place we're in, is that everybody, doesn't matter how the bureaucrats screw up the rules and regulations, what's important is that everybody has the right to have a home garden, that every respective area fights for, our country fights for that, and that criminal penalties are ended, are reduced and eventually ended towards cannabis. So if criminal penalties are ended, and then if somebody is operating outside the construct of whatever regulatory structure was set up by said body, it's a fine and not a crime. So, you know, but not paying your taxes and money laundering will always be a crime. But let's take the crime out of cannabis, and let's have everyone have their own personal garden. Therefore, no matter what happens with rules and regulations, everybody has their own personal garden, and criminal penalties are ended towards cannabis. So that's the prize, and we've got eyes, and so that's what we espouse to, and that'll probably be what we're saying until all criminal penalties are ended across the world. So whether that happens in our lifetime, Russ, I don't know, but we're going to push for it. And as we can see in Oregon, after legalization happened, some people didn't want it, some people did, but what's undeniable about it is that since then, criminal penalties have been reduced, and even the Multnomah DA has done things like drop cases that don't even fall under the realm of the said just 1 ounce legalization, but seem insipid after the fact. So this is really important stuff, and I'm glad you brought it up because we definitely come from a radical activist point of view. We've definitely had to compromise since then a bit, and I think that's for the good. But those two mantras, home garden and end criminal penalties, are what we're pushing hard.
There's a ton of information, lots of networking to be done at the International Cannabis Business Conference, October 13th and 14th in Vancouver, BC. Check out internationalcbc.com for more details. And speaking of details, it's not all just the work. We have some play as well. Tell folks about the social events that you have planned.
Well, we're definitely known for our awesome parties. We have a great party, after party. What we do, we always include the after party free with the ticket. Tickets aren't cheap, so it's an accoutrement of sort for everyone. And we're not clicky, so we like to have everybody involved. Therefore, we give the after party to every single person that buys a ticket. And, yeah, after the first day, it's going to be a party with Tommy Chong. And we've got some great DJs from Vancouver, local DJs coming up. And we're really going to let loose after a somewhat cerebral day.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I tell you, I've been at all of them. And as Andrew Sullivan once said, best conference ever. I encourage y'all to check it out, internationalcbc.com. Alex Rogers is the executive producer. Alex, thanks for joining us. And last word, anything else you want to tell folks?
I just want to say, you know, when you come to the ICBC, you know, we're as much of a show as we are a conference. So there's not too many dry moments. And we like to entertain but keep people's attention. We like to educate but keep people's attention by a lot of entertainment, which seems to make the education that much more fruitful. So just wanted to say that, and I want to say thanks to you, Russ, and all your good work too, bro.
Oh, thank you so much. Alex Rogers from International Cannabis Business Conference. Log on to internationalcbc.com. Get your tickets today, and we'll see you all in Vancouver October 13th and 14th. Thanks, Alex, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks,
man. All right, we'll be at the International Cannabis Business Conference in Vancouver, BC, bringing you some interviews and coverage of the event. Stay tuned.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted, available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town, maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Remember, friends, there's more to life than marijuana. I just can't remember what it is. Why'd I come in here? This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Damn! My apologies, listeners, those of you who are still out there. There I was, just minding my own business, cruising along, having a good old show, when all of a sudden the laptop just powered off, just went dark. Just click. Everything just dark. Did Kevin Sabet call in some favors from the NSA or something? Did I piss off the wrong people? Telling you folks, I need a new laptop. This is getting ridiculous. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Of course, all day here, we've been talking about... No, it wasn't a battery issue. Hi in Hawaii is asking. No, I'm all plugged in. All plugged in power. I've got surge suppressor. I've got all that. I think it's really software related. I get this from time to time on the laptop. Conflicts between, you know, I've got so many USB devices plugged in and, you know, just... I just need a beefier laptop. That's all there is to it. But this Kevin Sabet thing, man, it's taken off. The folks at weednews.co are telling me the traffic is off the charts on the site today as people are covering the story. There'd been some interest from Christopher Ingraham, who writes the Wonk blog column out there at the Washington Post. He's the guy that's always bringing us the great studies and charts in the mainstream media that debunk all of these scaremongering propaganda talking points from the prohibitionists. And he's taken Sabet to task in the past as well. He's been pretty good at calling him out on some of his more egregious statements. So I'll be looking forward to the Washington Post tomorrow. We'll see if we get any bites there on the story. I'm excited. I'm hoping that we do. We were discussing this in the chat room, and folks are saying, well, you know, this was really, you know, only significant if he was really carrying medicated gummy bears, right? He said one bag was medicated, one bag wasn't. But he could have been lying. They could have both been unmedicated. They could have been both just plain old bags of candy. Here's why I lean toward, and this isn't a clear distinction by any, it's like a 60-40 here. Because he could very well be lying. It's not beyond his ability. But I lean toward it being actual medicated gummy bears for a few clues. One is I get numerous reports from Facebook friends as we've been discussing this. People that are, you know, pretty well placed in the marijuana movement who have commented on the fact that Kevin Sabet was part of one of these out-of-state legislative tours that went through dispensaries in Colorado. He and some of the anti-pop people trying to collect evidence for how the sky is falling, and that during that trip to Colorado, he was picking up samples of the medicated candies to use in his presentations. And people that have seen his presentations since then have noted the photographs that he has of the various marijuana items that he acquired to add to his PowerPoint presentation. So he's got the capability. With the means, with it, motive, means, and intent, right? So he's got the means to have gotten those gummies from Colorado. He's got the motive to do so because he wants to make this big, splashy visual point about the marijuana gummies being the worst possible outcome of marijuana legalization because all the kids will eat them and end up in the hospital. And the other thing that convinces me is that twice he said it, right? He went out of his way to reiterate that one of the bags was quote unquote real. And at the end of the event, when the bag was missing, he didn't, at least according to the reports I've heard, didn't seem to react like a man who had just lost a plain old bag of gummy bears that you could replace from the bulk bin at the local grocery. No, the panic that was described to me, and his quote, somebody stole the edibles, leads me to believe they were really medicated. And I could see a guy like Sabet, well off and well connected like he is, not even considering that what he was doing was a crime and a mark of rank hypocrisy. I can see him thinking of himself as exempt from that, as not even considering the criminal aspect of it, because why, he's doing it for the right reasons and he's not going to actually eat the damn things. That's only for educational purposes. And yeah, I can see him doing that. I can see him having that kind of attitude. But let's say we're wrong. Let's say they were unmedicated. All the candies were unmedicated. Well, even in that scenario, this is kind of a blow to his credibility. I haven't been this excited since the 2014 October marijuana legalization debate on TV that happened here in Portland, Oregon, when one of the rehab doctors on the opposition side claimed that there had been 5 infant deaths from marijuana-infused edibles in Colorado. A statement so egregiously false that not only did the audience call him out on it live, but he had to issue a retraction to the Oregonian the next day when numerous outlets pointed out the factual error in his statement. And the TV station ran a chyron on the, they ran a little label on the broadcast when they showed it on the weekend, stating at the point where he was making the lie, stating that it was a lie. I didn't say it in those many terms, but in that many words, but that's what they did. That was the most excited I'd been previously to see a prohibitionist trip over their dick in some sort of televised debate. But this Kevin Sabet trip, oh, this Sabet gummy gate takes the cake, because even if it wasn't real THC gummy bears, he's just taken a huge hit to his credibility. He's been exposed as someone willing to lie to an audience and put them through a trick question about which bag is the real one in order to further a scaremongering propaganda agenda. He's been exposed as someone with no scruples. I mean, we've known this for a long time, but this type of story to the general public is so clear, right? Anti-pot gummy bear guy loses pot gummy bears is pretty simple to follow, even if you're outside of the marijuana movement. It just ranks of hypocrisy. It reeks of hypocrisy. It ranks up there with the falls of the mighty, right? How the mighty have fallen. People love those kind of stories. And for this to happen as it did on Wednesday night, for us to break the story on a Thursday, for it possibly to inch up into national mainstream recognition by Friday, and to go through the entire weekend of people trading these memes and sharing these Facebook posts about them, it just warms the cockles of my heart. All right, folks, that's all the time we got for today. Time flies when you legalize. We'll have more news and views that you can use for the cannabis community coming up tomorrow, Friday. Made it to the weekend, folks. Great guests coming on the show. We're continuing our preview of Marijuana Election Night 2016. And on Friday, we'll be talking with Kayvon Kalatbari from Denver's Social Use Initiative and Ryan Denham from Arkansas Medical Marijuana Issue 7. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for listening. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.